This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. I'm super excited to have him back on the show because I'll tell you what, this company is not sitting dormant. They bought a couple of new publications, and we're talking about Nuggle Inc. They trade on the OTC board. You can find them under the ticker symbol NUGL. And with us today is the technical engineer of the company, CJ Malone. CJ, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
You know, rumor had it a month or two ago, you had a letter of intent for National Cannabis Publication. You guys recently bought Nicholas Publication. So what are some of the biggest changes other than that since the last time we spoke in March?
Oh, it's been, God, an exciting few months. We were out looking for a magazine in the 420 space. We talked to a few publications, and we recently acquired Nicholas Publishing. And the reason we thought that was a good idea, and it's turning out to actually be a great idea, was the traffic on a publication is very complementary to the traffic that we're getting on the website. So our app is, for lack of a better word, utilitarian traffic. People go to the app, they use it for networking purposes, they use it to find, you know, local dispensaries, they use it to find strains and so forth, and then they leave. So we've taken that traffic and combined it with the publication traffic, which is more of a non-utilitarian set of eyeballs that is surfing the web, reading articles, things of that nature. So we gave not just our users a better experience, but also for the companies that we deal with, all the profiles that we're setting up, whether you're a real estate agent in the cannabis industry, a CPA, like I said, a brand, a strain, a dispensary, now you have the ability to advertise in the magazines and on the website and grow your business. So it's just a value add, not just to our user base, but also to our profile base.
You know, last time you were on the show back in March of 2018, you guys were pre-rev. That's not the case anymore. Tell me about the new two publications that you guys purchased that have revenues, and where do we go from here?
The publications that we purchased are Garden and Greenhouse, which is a major publication in the hydroponic space, and Professional Marijuana Grower, which is more for the hobbyist. Both magazines are profitable and complementary to the advertising that we just started doing on Nuggle. So we're launching Nuggle Magazine, and we're running ads on the apps and on the website. So we went from non-revenue generating to a pretty big, I guess you could say, revenue injection. So we're probably going to, as far as the software goes, not charge for a few more months, maybe even the rest of the year, just to grow our user base and our eyeballs. It's going to be more profitable in the long run to grab a bigger percentage of the cannabis market than it would be to, you know, start billing now. But even when we start charging for profiles, we're going to be a fraction of the cost to our competitors. And because we have such a wider base of cannabis professionals that we do business with, we don't need to charge a lot, and we'll be extremely profitable. We're really excited about it.
My guest today is CJ Malone. He is the technical engineer of Nuggle Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol NUGL. And what they are an unbiased search engine online directory for marijuana industry that adjusts rankings based on a community input. They also have a database, includes listings of dispensaries, strains, doctors, lawyers, and services, everything you need to know. Check them out. You can go to their website, www.nugl.com. Let me ask you this, CJ, while I got you on here. What's the most exciting things that are going to happen here in the next 30 to 60 days as we're finishing off the end of the fourth quarter?
Well, a few months ago, we did a soft launch, and we ran all our A-B testing for the marketing. And so we really honed down the marketing. We got so much feedback from the community on how to build the app better. And that was one of the most surprising things. So we really went back to the drawing board, put our heads down, and we just released a global menu that you can share between profiles. And we did so many upgrades to the app itself, and we just pushed a bunch of features as soon as last weekend live. So now we're going. We continue to get feedback, and we're going to start cranking up the marketing, extremely aggressive. Everybody in the cannabis space is going to. And our job is to bring as much value add to the software to help cannabis companies succeed. That simple.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. In closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
I think what I would like your listeners to take away from the interview is that Nuggle is going to be not only a staple in the industry, but it's going to help guide the direction of the industry and bring a level of sophistication to the industry, helping brands, strains, and cannabis businesses grow their companies.
I want to thank you, CJ, for coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure. The only thing I ask from you is don't wait another 9 months to come back on my show. I want to hear about this product, especially in the space that you guys are in, which is only about 4 years old and not even really that old if you consider that California just came online as a recreational back in the 1st of January 2018. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.